Sheltering Friends. The Nazis did not tolerate any opposition. Anyone who resisted them was killed or sent to a concentration camp. A concentration camp was like a prison where large numbers of people were held. Sometimes they were forced to work, other times they were killed there. During World War II, millions of people would be killed by Nazis in concentration camps. The Nazis especially targeted Jews. Some people tried to hide Jews to save them from certain death, but hiding Jews was a serious crime. Nazi agents could come at any time looking for Jews. Let's look at what it was like for a German family hiding Jews during the Second World War. The Schmidt's peaceful dinner was suddenly interrupted by a heavy thud on the front door. The family and their dinner guests froze.
"The Gestapo is here,"
Herr Schmidt whispered frantically. His wife, Frau Schmidt, covered her mouth in fright. The Gestapo was Hitler's secret police. Their job was to arrest enemies of the Nazi state, which for Hitler included Jews. Herr Schmidt was right to be worried. The family's dinner guests, the Altenburgs, were Jewish. They had known the Schmidt family for a long time. They were hiding with the Schmidts to avoid being deported to a concentration camp. Mr. and Mrs. Altenburg did not wait for instructions. They dashed from the table, leaving their food untouched, and hid in a secret chamber in the Schmidt's attic, where they had been living for the past 3 months. But the pounding continued.
"Open this door, Herr Schmidt,"
bellowed a commanding voice.
"We know you're in there."
Only when Herr Schmidt heard the cubby door close in the Altenburg's secret hiding spot did he open the front door. Three men in long, black coats barged in.
"Good evening," Herr Schmidt stammered. "Is there something I can help you with?"
"We have reason to believe you are sheltering Jews,"
the leader of the men interrupted.
"Me? Hiding Jews? Honey," he said, turning to his wife, "have you seen any Jews?"
"Me? Seen a Jew?" repeated Frau Schmidt. "No, I don't see any Jews anywhere."
The commander chuckled.
"It doesn't matter what you say, Herr Schmidt. We are going to search this house top to bottom. You know it is a crime to shelter Jews. If we find any Jews here, you will all be sent to the camps together."
"Well, you're wasting your time," said Herr Schmidt, trying to act unruffled. "There are no Jews here."
"We shall see," smiled the commander.
"Search the house," he shouted to his men.
The Gestapo officers began rummaging through the house. They were exceptionally rough, throwing mattresses off the beds and pulling everything out of the closets to throw on the floor. Frau Schmidt shook with fright every time she heard something smash.
"Dear God, don't let them go upstairs,"
Herr Schmidt prayed.
"Check upstairs,"
the commander barked. The two officers trudged upstairs. Again, the Schmidts had to endure the sound of their personal space being ransacked while they stood, trembling.
"Looks like a lovely dinner, Herr Schmidt," said the commander, motioning to the food still hot on the dinner table.
"Yes, we were just sitting down to eat when you arrived," said Frau Schmidt.
"I'm very sorry to have interrupted you,"
said the commander, his hand on his heart in a gesture of feigned apology.
"I'm certain we will be finished here quickly. But I do have one question. It's just you and your wife here in the home, yes, Herr Schmidt?"
"Yes, just Frau Schmidt and I," he replied.
"Then tell me, why do you have four places set at the table?"
All was silent. Sweat beaded up on Herr Schmidt's brow.
"That's it. We're done," he thought. "We're dead."
"We were expecting some friends," Frau Schmidt said, "but they couldn't make it."
The commander stroked his chin, smiling devilishly.
"I see.
In that case, may I?
Please, said Frau Schmidt.
The commander seated himself at the table where only minutes before Mr. Altenburg had been preparing his meal.
Ah, roast duck, the commander said, smiling. An old favorite of mine.
He began to gnaw at the food on the plate, gobbling noisily and pausing only to help himself to the pitcher of beer Herr Schmidt had left out. The Schmidts stood there awkwardly, forced to watch the Gestapo commander devour their meal while listening to their home being smashed and knowing that if one thing went wrong, they would all be dead. After what seemed like an eternity, the two Gestapo officers came back downstairs.
Nothing, Commander. The place is clean.
Ah, very good, laughed the commander,
wiping his face on the Schmidt's tablecloth as he stood up.
I knew the Schmidts were faithful to the Führer. Let us go, gentlemen.
The two Gestapo officers walked out the front door. The commander stepped out as well and turned around, saying to the Schmidts,
It's a shame I did not get to meet your friends. You will tell them I said hello, won't you?
Yes, certainly, Herr Schmidt replied.
Good, the commander smiled. Heil Hitler,
he said, raising his hand in the salute of the Third Reich before disappearing into the night. It was a good 30 minutes before the Altenburgs dared to crawl out of hiding. The entire house was ransacked. Furniture was destroyed. Dishes smashed. Valuables broken. Frau Schmidt noticed that her jewelry was missing from her bedroom. She cried into her husband's chest.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Altenburg said to them. Your home is destroyed because of us.
There's nothing to forgive, said Herr Schmidt. They are the destroyers, not you.
The Altenburgs managed to escape, but many Jews were not so lucky. Throughout World War II, wherever the Germans went, they rounded up Jews and sent them to the concentration camps. But it was not only Jews. Catholic priests were also targeted, and many other groups who opposed Hitler or whom the Nazis deemed undesirable. Many of them would never return from the camps. We will learn more about this in the next chapter.